And now let's just move over to Newton, where Newton voters last night elected their first female mayor. City Councilor Ruth Ann Fuller beat City Council President Scott Lennon by just 344 votes last night, so a very tight race. And we're joined now by Newton Mayor-elect Ruth Ann Fuller. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Magda, thanks for inviting me on.
Congratulations first on your win last night. I'm just wondering how you feel today about it.
I'm excited and grateful and honored.
And so, again, I was just reading that again to folks. I just reminded them that you won by just over 300 votes. Just your reaction
it
to
was
that.
Tight.
Yeah, I mean, what's your reaction to the fact that it was so close?
My opponent, Scott Lennon, is a good man and well-known and well-liked. I have respect for and affection for him, too, so I understand why so many people chose to vote for him.
Yeah. And so your biggest, what do you think is your biggest priority upon your inauguration?
First step is, with such a tight election, is to make sure everyone knows that City Hall is open to everybody, regardless of who you voted for. And we also had kind of a divisive issue on what our charter should look like going forward, and that was on the ballot. And it split the city a bit as well. So first thing is getting us united and back working together.
Yeah. Okay, so can I ask you a little bit more about that, Mayor-elect Fuller? Because you're right. There were some issues that, I'd say, the charter part aside, there were other issues which we've been wrestling with kind of as a nation and definitely as a state that really were laid bare in Newton, issues of gender and class, really. And I was looking at the results from the election last night. And, for example, the wards where you where Mr. Lennon beat you, wards 1, 3, and 4, mostly. I mean, it's almost like if you put those wards on the Newton map, there's such a strong divide between North and South Newton. So, what are the practical things you're going to do to show everyone that you're a mayor for all of Newton?
We planning right now in the transition to make sure that when we put together a transition team, it is inclusive of everybody here in Newton, regardless of whether they live north, south, east, or west. And going forward, we have to make sure that there is genuine input on a regular basis that is affecting the decision-making at City Hall. So I've been knocking on doors in all 32 precincts for months and listening to people. I want to make sure the doors of City Hall are also open, so I keep listening and hearing and making sure our decisions reflect the needs of everyone in this great city.
Yeah. You know, I was reading a Boston Globe story about the Newton race. It was published before election night, and there was an interesting line the Globe had. It said that families are drawn to Newton for its public schools, and some voters had told the Globe if they wondered how you would grapple with the school's budget when you don't have a personal history in that your kids didn't go to Newton Public Schools. And I just, you know, now that that's going to be your job, I'm wondering what your response is to that.
Absolutely. The schools are the magnet for Newton. Yes, we've got a great location and a great community, but it's both our moral center and our economic driver. I'm absolutely committed to making sure Newton schools are we're going to aim high, are the best in Massachusetts.
Well, Ruth Ann Fuller is mayor-elect of the city of Newton. She's Newton's first female mayor. Congratulations on that, and thank you again so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Magda.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.